once in a while you come across somebody who has more than their fair share of musical talent. It can make your hair stand on end and send shivers down your spine. It's even more exciting to know that this young dude hails from Moreton Bay. The thing is, we really don't need to introduce him because I reckon most of us would already know him. We're talking about Levi Sander, vocalist, pianist, saxophonist, and our local lad on The Voice in 2023, making it through to the final 24. Thanks for joining us in the studio today, Levi.
Thanks for having me.
Now, look, let's rewind to that 11-year-old with a secondhand PA system playing to a handful of people at the local markets with your dad. Go back. You know, you went back week after week. What's the biggest lesson that you learned from those early days that you still think about performing today?
I think the biggest lesson that I learned is just getting out there and having a go. I mean, Dad and I started at the local Redcliffe Market 7 years ago with a friend's rock and roll speakers, a small repertoire and just an attitude of let's see where this goes. And initially it was just one gig, but then we got another and another and we expanded our repertoire and we invested our earnings into the equipment. And I mean, we just really wanted to share our music and we enjoyed just gigging for hours and hours each weekend. So I think just getting out there, having a go, even if it doesn't turn out as you expected. That's the beauty of live music. That's the beauty of not knowing what comes next. So just get out there and have a go.
Oh, my goodness, Levi. Now, look, you were in The Voice, of course, in 2023. I mean, you hit over 2 million viewers with that jazz swing taken on the Seven Nation Army. You know, you're clearly not boxed into any particular style. You've gone from blues to jazz and your own pop rock sound. Mm. I mean, which artists have shaped your music identity, and what do you reckon? You're going to hit the Bublé little bit there over the Christmas songs?
You're definitely right. I am not boxed in to one genre, one style. But I think my vocal teacher, Ingrid James, and my piano teacher, John Reeves, they have really shaped how I go about interpreting new songs and how I phrase songs. And I mean, I started playing a lot of saxophone, so a lot of the songs we were playing were blues, jazz type styles. So that's also had a bit of an impact on how I interpret songs. In regards to people I listen to, I think my favourite artist at the moment is Noah Kahan. I love his lyrics and I'm a sucker for musical songs as well.
How good is that? Now, you've performed, I beg your pardon, you've performed hundreds of hours performing everywhere from small local venues to events with crowds in the thousands, Levi. What's something about live performances that you can only learn about by doing it over and over again?
Great question. I think it got to be the human element of it. Like, you can make a mistake and your performance is going to be imperfect, but that's the beauty of it. It's live and you might forget your lyrics. There might be something wrong with the equipment, but dealing with that in the moment and having to keep persisting is the beauty of doing a live performance, and you're not going to hit re-record in the studio. And yeah, I think that's what people can relate to and that's what people like hearing, is those imperfections.
What's one of the most unexpected things that you've happened on the stage?
I think it's got to be one of the weather, I think. There was a time earlier this year we were the supporting act to Bluey, and this there was a large crowd and a storm came through, and then soon enough there was no one there and we were having to try protect the gear from the rain.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a funny video when we were playing at the markets last year and we were in this marquee and a big storm was playing and I was continuing playing piano whilst Dad and Connor were both trying to protect the gear from the rain. And yeah, you can check it out on the TikTok if you're interested.
So it was all there. Yeah. Recorded. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now listen, you wrote the song All the Best recently while finishing year 12, and I think we talked about this a little while ago. ago. You were juggling school captain duties, exams, gigs, and writing music. Was there a particular moment that made you go, yeah, I need to capture this feeling in song?
Mm. Well, I think I wrote it a couple months ago when I was preparing for the year 12 external exams.
Okay.
And I felt this need to, like, it's this end of a chapter that I wanted to express some way. Mm. And as I do with a lot of other things, a lot of other emotions, I just go down to the piano and start writing and see if I can blurt out my feelings into song. And yeah, All the Best was created, and I think it's a song that a lot of other year 12s can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song very special to me, and wishing just all the other year 12s all the best in after high school, because it can be a very scary and a scary time where you not know what's next.
Levi, I've got a couple more questions only. Let's break for a quick song. It won't be all of the best, but anyway, we'll break. Stay with me for a minute longer and we'll come back, because I want to ask you these couple of questions, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you. And I'm delighted to say that we have Levi Zander. He is a vocalist, a pianist, a saxophonist, and a local lad that was in The Voice 2023. And he has stayed with us while we went off to that short music break. Levi, thanks for staying with me. Now, your brother Connor plays bass for you. Does creating music with the family make recording sessions easier, or does the sibling dynamics add some, let's say, interesting moments in the studio?
Look, when you put people who are creative, especially family, into a room sharing ideas and different thoughts on how to structure songs, there can be a bit of feisty energy going on. Like, sometimes the practice session ends well, sometimes not so much. But at the end of the day, after our practice sessions, we do head off to the gym and sort things out.
Well, yeah, I hope it's not with boxing gloves on. Now, we spoke a little earlier about All the Best, that song that you wrote. It's just track one of a multi-track EP that you're releasing over the coming months. Without giving too much away, Levi, what can the listeners expect from the rest of the project, and how does it feel to finally be sharing your own original music with the world after years of performing covers?
Well, don't get me wrong, I do love interpreting songs and seeing how I can approach them, but I'm really excited with people listening to my original stuff. I mean, they've been asking it for many years now, so it's finally coming out and I'm really excited. In the next coming months, I've got two or three songs coming out, each releasing per month. The next song is called Leap of Faith. It's coming out December 10th, which is pretty cool, but I'm going to be setting up a pre-save next week so people can pre-save the song on my website, levizander.com.au.
There you go. Levi Zander, congratulations on your appearance for the Queensland Conservatorium of Music, and that's what we were talking about last week. Thank you for joining us on Morning Magazine and keeping our community connected. You are just such a talented young man, and we just wish you all of the best, and the city of Moreton Bay can be proud of you, and we wish you, as I said, all of the best for the future. Listeners, head to the 1015fm.com.au website and you can listen to this audio cast again, and you can stay tuned to hear Levi's debut original, All of the Best. Thank you, Levi.
Thanks so much for having me.